happy people in the room? Like really happy. How many of you get bullied or criticized or pulled down or people give you a hard time because you're happy all the time? A couple of you. I do every day. Somebody says something nasty about me and they say stuff like this. You can't be that happy all the time. She's just ridiculously happy. What if you could be? What if you could wake up every single day and be excited about your life? Well, that's what I'm here for today. The only challenge is, and first of all, we are all of us here today are here for exactly the same reason. You, me, everybody. So turn to the person next to you and say, we're all here for the same reason.
We're all here for the same reason.
Because
we are
leaders.
Yes.
Now, I was invited because my role as a very old lady, funny, happy old lady, is to make sure that you know that it's possible to be happy, healthy, fit and strong, have a career that you love, be in great shape, be financially free, have great relationships and have a really happy life. That's my role as a leader. That's what I'm here for today. Cool job, hey? Yeah. You've got exactly the same job. The only challenge I've got is that when I was in year 9, apart from the fact that it was one of the greatest years of my life, it was also one of the worst years of my life. And when I was in year 9, I would not have been invited today. I didn't like myself very much. I was overweight, I had pimples on my face, I had buck teeth. I didn't like me and nobody else liked me either. And the reason I know that is that the two most popular girls in my school, the two best looking girls in my school, the smartest girls, the ones that were really good at sport, you know the ones. I went to a private boarding school in Melbourne, there was 450 people at my school, and these were the two most popular girls. All the girls really liked them and all the blokes really liked them, and those two girls didn't like me. So for some reason, the most popular girls in the school picked on Rowie. So I was not very happy. So if you have ever felt unloved, unpopular, fat, ugly, stupid, I get that, because that's exactly how I felt in year 9. These girls did a survey around my school, 450 people, 450 pieces of paper. If you like Rowie, tick yes. If you don't like Rowie, tick no. And they came to me at the end of the day with 450 pieces of paper that said, Rowie, the whole school hates you. Now, it was a long time ago. There's no computers and no social media, so they actually had to come to my face and hand me those pieces of paper. I'm not sure how you think you would feel if somebody did that to you, but I went home, closed my bedroom door and burst into tears. But something's happened in this room already, and I can see it on some of your faces. You already know that powerful, passionate, positive people don't pick on the fat girl. You know that already, don't you? The only people that pick on people are weak people who pick on weaker people. You get that? And I got goosebumps telling you about it. I got that really quickly after I sorted myself out and stopped crying, because by the way, crying didn't help me. It didn't sort out the challenge for me. They still hated me after I stopped crying. I looked myself in the eye and I gave myself a serious uppercut. And I said this to myself, Rowie, those girls, whatever's going on, it's got nothing to do with you. They must not like themselves very much for them to pick on you. So how about, Rowie, from this day forward, I looked myself in the eye and I said, Rowie, you become a powerful, passionate, positive person. Now, I want you to try it on. Just say the words with me and see how it feels. Because it happened to me in year 9. That's why I'm here today, because I know what can happen in year 9. And for those of you that are in year 7, you'll just have to do it a bit younger. Are you ready? I am a powerful, passionate, positive person. Bang! Slam your foot really hard. Do you know, it's easy to say it, but when you say it with passion and enthusiasm, it makes it easier. And then I decided that I was going to be it. So I woke up the next morning put on my school uniform. And one of the things that the girls bullied me about was the way I wore my school uniform, because my dad taught me that it was respectful to wear your uniform with respect. And they used to say, who do you think you are with your perfect uniform? So the next morning I wake up, put my uniform on perfectly, Windsor knot tie, shiny shoes, shoulders back, because your uniform looks much better on you when you stand up straight. I rocked back up into my school, Yuri, as a powerful, passionate, positive person. Went straight up to the girls, looked in the eye and said, thank you very much. Now, those girls were not expecting me to be a powerful, passionate, positive person, were they?
No.
They were expecting to find a grumpy, sad person, and instead they got me. Now, I want you to put one of those looks on your face right now. Go. You cannot be unhappy, and that's one of the beautiful things I want to share with you today. When you smile, your brain doesn't know the difference between a fake smile and a real one. When you smile, you automatically pump happy drugs through your brain. You automatically feel better. Just say, Rowie, that's awesome.
Rowie, that's awesome.
So what do we need to do more of?
Smile.
Thank you. So in year nine, not only did I decide I was going to become a powerful, passionate, positive person, I decided that my life would be different. I believe there's two epic moments in your life and mine. Number one is the day you were born, obviously. That's a really cool day. So when it's your birthday, what should you do?
Party.
Woohoo! It's a huge celebration. It's the day you were born. The next epic moment of your life is when you find out why you were born. That sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? Well, for me, it happened in year nine. And that's why I'm here. Because I know in this room today, there are people who already know that you're going to be an architect or a lawyer or a music director, or you're going to make movies, or you're going to sing, or you're going to dance, or you're going to be an architect. I don't know, but you already know. But what's going to happen is somebody's going to say to you, you can't do that. You're not smart enough. You're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough experience. And some of you will allow somebody to steal your dream. Well, I'm here to share with you, don't let them. Did you get that? Did I say that seriously enough? Do not let somebody steal your dream. If your epic moment has already happened for you and you know what you're going to do with your life, then you have to do it. Here's what happened to me. My father sent me to private boarding school to become a lawyer. We had a sports day at my school. Private boarding school, couldn't listen to rock music, couldn't dance, got in trouble. Interesting school. We all came inside to do indoor sport, and the school had organised for two people to come and teach us indoor sport. They came to my school, no rock music, can't dance. They put music in a tape deck. Most of you won't even know what that is because it was such a long time ago. And we started doing exercise to music. Chubby girl, buck teeth, pimples on my face. And I became a rock star that day. I knew that from that day forward, I was never going to be a lawyer. I was going to be an exercise instructor. I went home to my dad and I said, Dad, not going to be a lawyer, going to be an exercise instructor. My dad could speak seven languages. He swore at me in all seven.
Oh.
All right. What's your name? Aiden just said, did he say get out of his house? We're almost at that part of the story, but that's exactly what happened. Because some of you are going to have a dream inside your heart and soul, and you won't have the backup and support of your family. Those of you that have, congratulations, that's awesome for you. But Aiden, I didn't. My family said, no, you can't do that. Here's what was really cool and why I love the people that are sitting at the back. They brought you here today for a reason. I went to my principal at my school and I said, Mr. Bartlett, how much are you paying those people to teach us group exercise? And he said, with a very ordinary, very interesting look on his face, he said, why do you ask? He said, we're paying them $30. I said, Mr. Bartlett, I'll do it for $25. I'll teach group exercise. Now, the school didn't need to save $5. It was a private boarding school. But he could see something in me that I probably couldn't even see in myself yet. He could see how passionate I was. So he said, sure, we'll give you an opportunity. I was in year nine. I know you're only in year seven, so you've got a couple of years to go. I was in year nine, and in 1980, that much money, $25, was a lot of money. But I will share with you, I did not care about the money. I just wanted to teach group exercise. Now, I had two small challenges. Quickly put your hand up if you've ever had a challenge in your life. This is my market research. Awesome. Put both hands up if you had more than one challenge. If you've had more than two challenges, or you think you might have some challenges sometime during your life, put both hands and both feet up as well. So we agree that life can have challenges, yes? Aren't they awesome?
Oh, you have no idea.
Benny put it beautifully. Every challenge comes with an opportunity. Now, I had two small challenges. One is I didn't know how to teach group exercise. I'd just been to one class. Question. If you really want to do something and you're really excited and passionate about it, how quickly can you learn it?
Very quick.
Thank you. I was taught this beautiful expression, practice, plan, and prepare for a powerful performance. Say it with me. Practice, plan, and prepare for a powerful performance. Could you? If you had the opportunity to sing, to dance, to do something exciting, could you practice, plan, and prepare for a powerful performance?
Yeah.
Of course. So I did. And free water came out of the sky. The whole school came into a room and we had to do group exercise. And it was my turn to teach class. Second small challenge. Everybody hated me. Can you imagine standing up in front of 450 people who have signed a bit of paper that says, I hate you? Do you reckon that was exciting? Let me tell you how exciting. When you really want to do something and you're really passionate about it, do you care if other people don't like you?
No.
Thank you. I'm going to remind you that you said no. Because if you have an opportunity to do what you're passionate about, what should you do?
Do it.
Get up and do it. Thank you. You said that with such passion on your face. That was awesome. And I'm asking you to be, if the only thing you remember about today is this funny old lady with the sparkly dress on who had a big smiley face who said, you can. And I'm going to ask you to do this with as much passion as you've got inside your body. Turn to the person next to you and say, I am not a can't, I am a can.
I am not a can't, I am a can.
Thank you. So here's my challenge for you, however. In year nine, you just got asked to write down your goals, yeah? Some of you wrote some really cool goals. In fact, they're all cool because they're yours. Here was my goal when I was 13 in year 9. I decided to do some research. I decided that from 13 to 50, I was going to have a healthy, fit, strong body. I figured that was a good, realistic goal because I was overweight. By the time I was 50, I was going to be in great shape. I decided I was going to be an exercise professional, so I was going to earn a lot of money being really good at being an exercise professional. I decided that I'd have really great relationships because I watched other people in my life who had pretty miserable relationships. And I listened to a lot of people whinge about money. So I decided when I was 13 in year 9 that I was going to be happy, healthy, fit and strong, have a career that I love, be financially free and help as many people as I possibly could. Some of you said this to me already today, but my people have four legs. My charity of choice is the RSPCA, the SPCA, and my mum never let me have a dog. Now I've got four dogs, a donkey, five llamas, and four coonie pigs, all with four legs. And that's why I was put on the planet, to look after animals and make sure that you get this message, that you can be happy, healthy, fit and strong, have a career that you love, be financially free, and look after the people, whether they've got two or four, that are important to you. Sound good?
Yes.
Here's my challenge. I went doing some research. I thought, well, I'm going to research some people over the age of 50 and find some happy, healthy, fit, strong people who have a career that they love, they're in great shape, and they're helping people do what they love. Now, you might have people in your life like that, and I'm glad that you have, but I didn't. Everybody that I asked over the age of 50, are you happy, are you healthy, do you have a career that you love, are you financially free, and are you helping some people? You know what they said to me? You ready? No. I'd say, how are you? You're over 50, you must be amazing. And they'd go, not too bad. And I'd say, what are you doing with your life? Oh, I've got some lousy, stinking, rotten job. My husband's an ass, and so's my boss. I didn't want to hear that. So here's the goal that I set in year 9. You ready? Write it down if you have to, because I'm challenging you. When a little girl comes to you and she's fat and she's got pimples on her face and she's got buck teeth and she's 13 years of age and she comes to you when you're over 50, you got it? I want you to pretend now, imagine that you're over 50 and a little girl comes to you and she says, is it possible for me to be happy, healthy, fit, strong, have a career that I love, be financially free and help people? You're going to say,
yes.
Well, I'm going to ask you to be a bit more passionate than that.
Yes.
Hell yes.
Hell yes.
Which means all of us today, I want to share with you how I did it. Because how do you go from being an overweight teenager that everybody hates to being somebody who has, and that's what I'm here for today, because that's how I live my life. So I'm going to share with you that with my year 9 education, because that's the other cool thing we have in common. I didn't finish past year 9 because I ran away from home. Now, I'm not telling you that that was a good story or it's something I should be proud of. I'm just telling you that's my story. I ran away from home when I was 14 and 9 months. And I ran to Sydney and became a group exercise instructor. And then I became a gym instructor. I managed my first health club when I was 18. Leadership role at 18. And I'll just quickly share that with you. They wanted somebody over 30 with experience. I was 18 with no experience. But you'd apply anyway, wouldn't you? If it's something you're passionate about, what are you going to do?
Do it!
Thank you. So then I manage health clubs all over the world, and now I have an international fitness business college that inspires people to have a career that they love and not a job that they don't. Now, the only time I ever come to university is when I come to Bond today. Don't you feel really smart when you walk around Bond University?
Yeah.
Small challenge, I shared this with a few people today. Not everybody smiles here though. If you're at one of the best universities in the world, wouldn't you stick a big, huge smile on your dial? Just say, yes, Rowie.
Yes, Rowie.
Yes, Rowie.
Thank you. Because what happens when you smile, you pump? Happy drugs through your brain. So all of us with our year 9 education, I don't like anything to be complicated. I like it to be easy and simple to understand. So I've broken leadership, which is what we all do. Yes, all of us have that in common. I've broken it up into 4 letters, pretty easy. I want you to live the example. I want you to live the example of excellence. I want you to have a positive, never give up attitude. I want you to have discipline to do it. Now, let's have a look at the first one. This is the Gold Coast Marathon. Did that 21 times. Because somebody said to me, Rowie, you're too big to run marathon. Someone's going to tell you that, aren't they? Too big, too small, too short, too skinny. And so I said, all right, let's give it a go anyway. Loved it so much. I've done it 21 times. I'm not sharing that with you to brag. I'm sharing that with you that you can do whatever you put your mind to. Yes or no?
Yes.
So here's the challenge, though. As a leader, if somebody looks into your life, and I'm not interested in looking up to you. Most people say, oh, I'm a leader, so people will look up to me. No. I want people to look into your life and see that you're living and breathing what you're teaching and preaching and sharing and telling. Yes? So if I stand up here today and I share with you that it's really important to be healthy, fit and strong, and I wasn't healthy, fit and strong, that wouldn't be good, would it? You'd say, that Rowie lady, she's just a hypocrite. Well, I want to share with you how to be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of your life. Doesn't cost any money, there's no pills, powders or program. And my International Fitness Business College students learn this. This is the overview. So you'll be able to leave here today and say, I've learned what they learn at MAX on how to be an exercise professional. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
So this is how simple it is. It's 5 verses to 1 song. Sound good?
Yeah.
Of course it's going to sound good. How many of you ever sung into a microphone? A microphone, hands up. Deodorant can, hands up. Hairbrush, hands up. In the shower, hands up. In the car, to the radio, hands up. So unless you are shy, your hand is up and you can sing, yes? So here's verse number 1. If you want to be happy, healthy, fit and strong for the rest of your life, it all starts with your head, not with your body. How do you run a marathon? Not with your body. Everyone will tell you it's 80 to 90% mental strength. Ready? Get out of bed in the morning, tomorrow morning. Yeah, in the morning. Most people, here's what they do. They drag themselves out. I'm so tired. Oh, I've got no energy. I'm a bit fat. If you say to yourself, I'm tired, I've got no energy and I'm a bit fat, what kind of day are you going to have? You're going to have a terrible day. So here's what you're going to do. Tomorrow morning you jump out of bed with energy, enthusiasm, excitement. Look in the mirror and you say this to yourself. This is verse 1 of the song. You ready? Be happy, be happy. How's it go? Be happy, be happy, be happy. That was pretty easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not a complicated song. But when you look yourself in the eye in the mirror in the morning and you sing that to yourself, how will you feel?
Hi.
Woohoo! Now the next thing you're going to do, if you're like every other human being, we all do it, we're going to have a tinkle. We're going to have a wee-wee. What I want you to do tomorrow morning, jump out of bed, sing Be Happy, have a tinkle, look at the colour of your tinkle. If your wee is yellow, that is a good sign that you are dehydrated, that your brain doesn't have enough fluid in it. Now, your brain's 90% fluid, so if you're dehydrated and your brain's not working, what's happening to the rest of your body? They're not doing good. So, if you have a long, clear wee, that's awesome. Turn to the person next to you. I'm going to have a long, clear wee. Go. I have a long, clear wee. If not, you're going to do verse number 2, which is drink more water till you've got clear wees. Drink more water till you've got clear wees. Sing drink more water till you've got clear wees. Drink more water till you've got clear wees. You like that?
Love it.
What's the first one? Be happy, be happy, be happy, and drink more water till you've got clear wees. Drink more water till you've got clear wees. Pretty easy. Doesn't cost any money. The next thing you're going to do, if it's not after a shower and get dressed, you'll probably have something to eat. Sometime during the day, you're going to eat something, yeah? You are far smarter than I am on this because you've got, 30 plus years of information on this one. If you put crappy food into your body, how will you feel?
Crappy.
Here's the challenge. Most people say if you put trashy food into your body, you'll feel trashy. Well, that's true. But what happens with bad food, non-nutritious food, it doesn't come out of your body very quickly. It stays in there for a long time. Now, when I was in year 9, I wish somebody had come to me and said, Rowie, are you pooing every day? Because I would have said no, because I wasn't eating. Verse 3, you ready to sing with me? Ready? Eat more stuff that comes out of the ground. Eat more stuff that comes out of the ground. Eat more stuff that comes out of the ground. Eat more stuff that comes out of the ground. Now you know that already, don't you? But there's a challenge, because if you don't do it, it won't work. But if you eat mostly stuff that comes out of the ground, I didn't say everything, I just said mostly. How many times a day will you poo? Once is great, twice is awesome. At our house we have 4 dogs, a donkey, llamas, pig, and I've got a husband. We all poo every day, multiple times, and we have a poo party. Woohoo! All the junk is coming out of my body. So you don't have to turn to the person next to you, but I would like you to say this very passionately to yourself. I love pooing every day.
I love pooing.
Right, so what's the first one? Be happy. Be happy. Second one. Drink more water till you've got clear wees. Drink more water till you've got clear wees. Number 3. Eat more stuff that comes out of the ground. Eat more stuff that comes out of the ground. Now, I share this message. This is my 10th plus year coming to this day. So the first time I came here, most of you were like 3 or 4. Some of you weren't even born. And I've been sharing that message this whole time. I was at a supermarket on the Gold Coast and this older guy came up to me. When I say older, he had silver hair and expression lines on his face. I've never met him before. He comes up to me, points at me, complete stranger, and he says, "You! I've got long clear wheeze because of you!" I live for moments like that. I said, "Sir, tell me about that." Now this is my leadership story, because you're all leaders. His son, who was only in year 7, went home and said to everybody at their house, this is what his dad told me. He said he came home from school, he said, "Dad, we've got to have long clear wees, it's important." And we produced the Gold Star chart at our house on your recommendation. So everybody that lives at our house, their name's on the Gold Star chart. Every time we have a long clear wee, we get a Gold Star. Chevron Renaissance Supermarket, he said this, "I'm winning!" He said, "I'm a better father, I'm a better husband, I'm a better footy coach, I'm a better accountant because I have long, clear wee. Eating more stuff that comes out of the ground, come on, this is awesome." Yes or no? Just say yes, Rowie. Yes. Now, if you are a man, there's lots of men in the room. If you have a man in your life, brother, father, grandfather, next door neighbour, the number one cancer killer for men is bowel or colon cancer. If you want to protect the men in your life from bowel and colon cancer, you want them to be doing number 2s once or twice every day. Important, yes? Have I just given you a very important piece of medical information?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, next one, really easy. When you're fit, see, I don't say exercise because for some people exercise is a swear word. But when you're fit, your body, you ready, is a fat burning machine. So say it to yourself. When I'm fit, I am a fat burning machine. Now, that means you've got to get fit to turn your body into a fat burning machine. Now, the second thing that happens when you get fit, you have to get pumped. It's not about going for a long, slow walk, which is lovely. But to get fit, you've got to get puffed. Everybody stand up.
Oh, yes. Woohoo! Yes.
Let's find out how long it takes to get puffed. No. I'm going to give you 11 seconds because the fastest sprinters in the world are about 9.8 now. And I'm going to give you 11 seconds of sprinting. So you don't have to use your legs even if you don't want to, just use your arms. But on your mark, get set, go sprint. 11, 10, 9, faster, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, stop and sit down.
Woohoo!
Guess what?
I was getting away with that.
If you put an effort in, you'll be puffing. To get fit, you've got to get
puffed.
How long does it take?
11 seconds.
11 seconds for us average people. Now, not only will we turn our body into a fat burning machine when we puff, but here's the really exciting one. When you laugh, when you smile, when you learn, your brain's more likely to produce happy chemicals. But when you puff, you pump through your brain-derived neurotrophic factor, serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine. These are the most powerful, potent, happy drugs on the planet. How long does it take to pump them through your brain?
11 seconds.
About 10 seconds if you puff. If you've got a test, if you've got an assignment, if you've got a hot date, if you've got a job interview, if you've got a sporting event, what should you do just before you're about to do it? Get really puffed and pump happy drugs through your brain. You with me? So when you get puffed, what happens? You pump?
Happy
drugs. Last but not least, we all discover we're going to have challenges in our life we already have, yes or no?
Yes.
I'm going to challenge you again. Before you talk to me about your challenges, before you talk to somebody else about your challenges, please also consider, are there people in the world that might have had more challenges than you?
Definitely.
Yes. Are there people going through stuff right now that might be more challenging than even what you've been through?
Yes.
Just be aware of that because sometimes we get a little bit caught up in what we're going through. However, when you're mentally tough and you're physically strong, will you be able to handle any challenge better?
Yes.
Just say yes, Rowie.
Yes, Rowie.
Now, to get strong, it's connected. See, I don't run, I don't do any long distance running to do marathon, I just do sprinting. But once a year I do a mental toughness test for my brain, which is a marathon run. Because sometime during 42.2 kilometres, you're going to want to stop. Sometime during a set of push-ups, you're going to want to stop. Sometimes during a test, you're going to want to stop. Sometimes when you've got challenges going in your life, you're going to say, oh, I want to stop, it's all too hard. But when you keep going, what happens to your mental toughness?
Get stronger.
So you have to be strong. The last part of the song is this. You ready? Just say it quietly to yourself with strength. Be strong.
Be strong.
You don't have to yell it out. Just say to yourself, be strong.
Be strong.
Okay. So, now I want you to live with excellence. After I ran away from home, so no more than a year 9 education, I then started studying. If there was a doctorate degree in the study of excellence, I would have it. I study excellence in sport, in business, in art, in architecture. I study excellence because I want to know what the best in the world are doing. This is one of my favourite studies of excellence. Please take note. Told that he could not be a dancer. Pretty obvious. He's only got one leg. Not only is he a dancer, he's at the very elite level of dancing. He's the lead dancer in the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show, The Tour of the World. If anybody ever tells you that you can't do it for whatever stupid excuse or reason, I always think of that guy. Can you imagine? He goes for the audition with the best dancers in the world. It's the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show. The guy's got one leg. He hasn't got a broken leg. He's got no leg. And he became the top dancer in the world. You hearing me? Mm-hmm. Excellence just means you become the best at what you can be. I'll go back quickly to this one, very quickly. In your school, do you have the most positive attitude, and are you the person who never gives up? As a leader, they're the two things that count. You have to be happy when there's challenges on, you have to be positive when there's challenges on, and you have to be the person that never gives up. How's it go? Never gives up. You got it. Now, last but not least, we went for discipline. Please count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. On this day, this is my college graduation. This is the college that I own. 148 people could have graduated that day, and we had 8.
Nine.
That's me. And I'm sharing that with you because we all know what to do at school, don't we? We all know when we should study, don't we? But here's the challenge. We all give up when we don't feel like it. And that's my definition of discipline. Do what you should do, when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. That's what leaders do. When it's cold and raining and they don't feel like it and life is tough, they still keep going. Have you got it?
Yes.
So leadership simply means living the example to a level of excellence, your level of excellence, with a positive never give up attitude and with the discipline to do it even if you don't feel like it. You all got that? Just say, yes, Rowie, we got it.
Yes, Rowie, we got it.
But why? This is my why. Why lead? I'm here today because I believe you need to hear. I wish somebody had come to my school and said, you can do whatever you put your mind to. I wish somebody had come to my school when I was in year 9, overweight, buck teeth, pimples on my face, and said, Rowie, you can do whatever you put your mind to. I had to work it out for myself. This is my puppy dog, Bentley. He was found under a bridge in South Auckland in a plastic bag with his two brothers who were dead and his sister and himself, which were almost dead. He was taken to the SPCA in South Auckland and now he lives with me. All of my animals are rescued. His sister went to a beautiful home too. Her name was Vanya. That's what they called her at the SPCA. Thank you for asking. I'm sharing that with you because in your life, you'll have a cause that you want to support. And I was taught this by a business entrepreneur who said, Rowie, you cannot help people if you don't have the money to do it. And that encouraged me to become the best at what I do, because when you're the best at what you do, people want to be involved with what you do. So I'm asking you today to be the person. They're my rescue
the
animals.
He's so fluffy. The
can everybody please stand amazing. Up?
Can I hug?
We're going to finish with my favourite song. You'll get the idea. We're going to sing it twice. On your mark, get set, go. Sing with me. You'll know it as we go along. May your Mondays be magical. May your Tuesdays be terrific. May your Wednesdays be very well. And your Thursdays be thankful. May your Fridays be a fun day. May your Saturdays be super. May your Sundays be sparkly, because you choose them to be. Now, you know the song, we're going to sing it really fast with a bit of hip hip. And the reason we're going to sing it is, how often do you need to be happy?
Always!
May your Mondays be magical, may your Tuesdays be terrific, may your Wednesdays be very well, and your Thursdays be thankful, may your Fridays be a fun day, may your Saturdays be super, may your Sundays be sparkly, because you choose them to be. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much, Rowie.